Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 22nd. You'll be interested to know. 29 years ago, today, in 1995, Pixar's Toy Story, the first entirely computer-animated, feature-length film was released, and it became a significant critical and commercial success, marking a groundbreaking milestone in the animation industry. This film not only revolutionized how animated films were created, but also set the stage for future technological advancements in cinema. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect fight-a-waist-high swell on Friday, with semi-glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Saturday, anticipate knee-to-thigh-high swell with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Sunday, expect knee-to-thigh-high swell with glassy morning conditions, transitioning to semi-glassy and semi-bumpy in the afternoon. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean to fair at 2 to 3 feet until noon. After that, it's looking choppy, but might turn fair for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3.5-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the north-northwest swell is 2 feet at 12 seconds and the variable wind is 4 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be 3 foot at 8:45 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 44 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:26. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Friday with temperatures peaking around 67 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, cooling down to about 50 with very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 66 and a chance of rain showers later. Sunday will be cloudy with a high near 65. Rain chances continue into Monday and Tuesday with highs around 67 and lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Carlsbad is moving forward with a feasibility study to explore the construction of a solar power farm on 30 to 40 acres at the Merkel Reservoir, located near Oceanside and Vista. Amanda Fless, general manager for the Carlsbad Municipal Water District, noted that access is limited, raising concerns about potential fire hazards, particularly following recent incidents at lithium-ion battery storage facilities. Despite these concerns, many residents support the initiative, citing benefits such as increased renewable energy use, lower water rates, and enhanced reliability in the local power supply. The City Council has allocated $481,000 for this project. Now on to sports. On Sunday night football, the Philadelphia Eagles, at 8-2, visit the Los Angeles Rams, who are 5-5. The Eagles are favored by 3, with an over-under set at 48. Watch for Saquon Barkley against a Rams defense ranked 23rd overall. Tomorrow afternoon, the unbeaten Indiana Hoosiers face the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes in a high-stakes Big Ten clash at the Horseshoe. Indiana, led by Curtis Work, seeks its first win in Columbus since 1987. Ohio State, favored by 7 points, aims to extend its 28-game winning streak against Indiana. The over-under is set at 51.5. In local sports, last night, the Orlando Magic edged the Lakers 119-118 in L.A. Franz Wagner nailed a clutch three-pointer with just 2 seconds left, leading the Magic to victory. Anthony Davis scored 35 points but faltered at the line in the final moments. The Lakers dropped to 6-5, while the Magic improved to 10-7. Tomorrow night, the Lakers, with a 10-4 record, host the Denver Nuggets at Crypto.com Arena. And tomorrow afternoon, the Aztecs clash with Utah State in Logan. San Diego State, looking to finish strong, faces the 3-7 Aggies. Also, tomorrow night, the Trojans take on the Bruins in a high-stakes clash at UCLA. USC, favored by 4.5, aims to secure the victory bell and bowl eligibility. Jaden Maiava, with 259 passing yards last week, leads USC. On Monday night, the Chargers clash with the Ravens in the City of Angels. Justin Herbert, with 7 deep pass touchdowns, faces Lamar Jackson's leap-leading offense. The Bolts, at 7-3, aim for a 5th straight win. The over-under is set at 47.5. In top news, a new study reveals that over half of adults in the United States, nearly 137 million people, are eligible to take semaglutide, marketed as Ozempic, Wegovy, and Rybelsus. This medication is prescribed for type 2 diabetes treatment and weight management for individuals with obesity. While the popularity of semaglutide is rising, its high cost, approximately $900 for Ozempic and $1,350 for Wegovy each month, remains a significant barrier. Experts recommend consulting a physician to determine if you qualify for this potentially life-changing treatment. In business news, a recent study by the auto research firm iZcars reveals that Tesla has the highest rate of deadly accidents among car brands. Despite claims from Tesla CEO Elon Musk that Teslas are engineered to be the safest in the world, the Model S and Model Y rank among the most dangerous vehicles, with the Model S having a fatal accident rate nearly 4 times higher than the average car. The report indicates that Tesla experienced 5.6 fatal accidents per billion miles traveled. Critics argue that reliance on advanced driver assist technologies may lead to complacency, contributing to these alarming statistics. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $98,800. Ethereum is just under $3,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is about 96 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In January, John Back was laid off from his position as a director at eBay after 13 years. Despite his extensive experience in the tech industry, he faced a daunting job search, applying to 135 openings, but only receiving 2 callbacks and no offers. This reflects a broader trend in America's labor market, where white-collar jobs, particularly in technology, are experiencing significant layoffs. New data shows hiring in IT has decreased by 27%, while engineering roles are down by 26%. However, there are signs of recovery, with tech job openings rebounding to 223,000. And in entertainment news, in an exciting development, Caesar Award winners Ella Rumpf and Louis Garrel will join Angelina Jolie in director Alice Winokur's first English-language film, Stitches. The film follows American filmmaker Maxine, portrayed by Jolie, on a life-and-death journey during Paris Fashion Week. Filming is currently underway in Paris. The production team features renowned talents such as cinematographer Andre Chamatoff and costume designer Pascaline Chavan. Jolie's recent project, Maria, has generated awards buzz for her powerful portrayal of opera legend Maria Callas. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the German physicist and theoretical scientist, Albert Einstein. And he said, "Learn from yesterday. Live for today. Hope for tomorrow. The important thing is not to stop questioning." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.